Okay, today is Yom HaTzmaut, and recently we've been discussing inyanim relating to Shabbos, so I thought maybe we'd take the opportunity to combine the two and discuss that which Eretz Yisrael connects with Shabbos, the ways in which Eretz Yisrael connects with Shabbos. So it's not a halachic topic per se, like our normal time in Halach Shir, but just a broader view of the connections between these two inyanim of Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos. This is based on an essay of Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin Zichar Levracha in the Sefer La'or HaHalacha, which is very much along the lines of how Rav Zevin thought about things. He took topics that didn't really exist or were never really treated as a topic, and he found all the Mamari Chazal that made the case that this is in fact a trend, that this is in fact something that we do find. So first, on a Hashkafic level, where we see a clear connection between Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Mem Vav, Im Mekablim a condition of entering Eretz Yisrael is that we needed to be Mekabel Shabbos. If we accept Shabbos, we can go into Eretz Yisrael. We have further the in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, or Zevin obviously doesn't quote that, but in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the Hakdama, he quotes a Medrash that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu saw during the times of Shibud Mitzrayim that the Jewish people are not going to be able to be machzik maimid ku'uma. We're not going to be able to stand up as a nation unless we have something that brings us together, that's miyachid all of us and separates us from the Mitzrim. So he asked Paro to give a Yom Menucha in order that we should not get mixed in among all of the Mitzrim. And the Yom Menucha was Shabbos, and he told, he sold it to Paro by saying that everyone's going to die if you don't give a day off, and then you're not going to have any slaves left. But he knew that that was the way that out of Gullus, that the way out of Gullus was by maintaining Jewish identity, and the best way to maintain the sense of Jewish identity was through having a Shabbos. And therefore, you see a clear connection. Out of Gullus means into Eretz Yisrael. To experience a sense of Geula, we need to have a Shmiras Shabbos. Furthermore, the Torah itself tells us, Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Gimel, Sheshes Yamim Tasa Melacha V'yom and then the Torah adds, that wherever you are, you keep Shabbos. Of course, wherever you are, you keep Shabbos. It's not a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. It's got nothing to do with agriculture. Why would we have a havamina otherwise? Does the Torah tell me by every other mitzvah that it's b'chol moshvoseichem, that it applies wherever you live? So the Eben Ezra on the pasuk right there says b'chol moshvoseichem ba'artzachem v'chutz me'artzachem, that whether you live in Eretz Yisrael or whether you live outside of Eretz Yisrael, that there's a Hava Amina, that Shabbos is just for Eretz Yisrael because of this deep connection between Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, the Gemara in Meseches Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis, Amr Abaye, Lo Chorvel Yerushalayim El Beshvil Shechilu Baz HaShabbos. Yerushalayim was destroyed. Why? Chilul Shabbos is what brought about the destruction of Yerushalayim. Furthermore, the Gemara went off earlier in Masechah Shabbos, the more famous passage, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Il Malei Misham in Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kilchasan Miyad Negalin. If we would only observe two Shabbosos properly, we would have a Geula, we would have an immediate Geula. Shenemar, Koamar Hashem L'Srisim Asher Yishmor Shabbososai Uksiv Basrei Vaviyosim El Har Kodshi. That if we observe Shabbososai, then that leads to Vaviyosim Melhar Kachi, that we're going to be able to experience Geula. But does this is a temen halacha share, not a temen hashkaf share. Does this play out in halacha, where we see a connection between Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael? So it plays out, Rav Zevin points out, in four different places in halacha, but in reality I think there are even five different places in halacha where this connection becomes somewhat clear. There is a discussion, a major discussion, entire books have been written on the topic about where the international dateline is. By the very nature of the circular, of the sphere that we live, of the globe that we live on, there has to be an international dateline somewhere. Somewhere you have to determine that's where the next day starts. And there's a major discussion in the poskim, mostly in the achronim. It's a question question whether the Rishonim deal with it, but certainly in the Achronim, where exactly the international dateline is. The Radvaz has a Chubach Helik Aleph Simnayin Vav, that there has to be a dateline. It should follow wherever you are, but that's somewhat difficult, because what if nobody is there when you get there? What if two Jews came from two different directions? Then how does the international dateline get established? So to just say it depends totally on Minag has its own difficulties with it. So the Kuzari in Chelik Beis Simen Chaf, and attributed to the Baal Amor as well, got to read the Baal Amor carefully, suggests that the international dateline is determined by 90 degrees from Yerushalayim. That we view Eretz Yisrael as the center of the world, or 180 degrees. We view Eretz Yisrael as the center of the world, and therefore, when determining the international dateline, it has to be based on an Eretz Yisrael-centric view of the entire world. So you see that there is this connection between determining what day Shabbos is going to be and Eretz Yisrael. A second place where we have a connection between Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos, the Yerushalmi tells us in Masechah Shabbos, in the first perek of Masechah Shabbos, the Yerushalmi tells us, Ein makifin al ir shel goyim pachos mishlosh yom kodem l'Shabbos. You're not allowed to lay siege to a city within 3 days of Shabbos, because if it's a melchemes harashos, but a melchemes chova, even on Shabbos you're allowed to do that. But the Lecha Mishnah writes, based on Rambam, that the Lecha Mishnah writes in Rambam, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Chaf Hei, based on the Rambam, that you're allowed to begin a Melchemes Mitzvah on Shabbos. Melchemes Mitzvah meaning conquering Eretz Yisrael. That conquering Eretz Yisrael for the sake of Melchemes Mitzvah, in a certain sense, overrides the Shabbos. Because even though other Melchemos may not override the Shabbos. The Zacharti Esprisi Yaakov, the Yalkut Shimoni Darshans in Pashas Ekev, the Haaretz Eskar, from there you see two things, says the Yalkut Shimoni. She'eretz Yisrael Shkula Keneged Amila, Keshem Shemila Doches HaShabbos, Kach Kibush Al Eretz Yisrael Doches HaShabbos. That Eretz Yisrael is compared to Mila. In what way is it like Mila? Just like Mila's Doches HaShabbos, Kibush Eretz Yisrael is Doches Shabbos. So there's that second connection, that the conquering of Eretz Yisrael overrides Shabbos. A third connection between Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Maseches Gittin on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Kosvin Alavono Afilu B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to write, if you're buying land in Eretz Yisrael from a non-Jew, you're allowed to write a shtar on that land through Amir La'akum, the Gemara later clarifies. Through Amir La'akum, you're allowed to write a shtar on that land, even on Shabbos, because getting back land in Eretz Yisrael can override some halacha of Shabbos, at least Amir La'akum. Buying land in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalmi writes in Maseches Moed Katan, is considered an extension of Kibush Ha'aretz, which supports the Shita of the Ramban in his Hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos, that settling Eretz Yisrael today is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yerushalmos of Yeshavtimba, of conquering and settling the land of Israel. So that is a third connection, how buying land in Eretz Yisrael can override certain halachos of Shabbos. A fourth connection is established by Rav Zevin in La'ora Halacha, in the end of the Maimer entitled Shabbos Ve'eretz Yisrael, and that is, he points out from Midrashim, that even though on Shabbos typically we're not allowed to make bakashos, we're not allowed to have personal requests in our davening on Shabbos, the middle of the Shemona Esrei on Shabbos is one bracha, and it's just about Shabbos. We don't make any personal requests on Shabbos, we do not have bakashos on Shabbos, we do make an exception for asking for Eretz Yisrael. For the sake of asking for Eretz Yisrael, he says, Nazkir la achrona kesher ben Shabbos la Eretz betfila, ubebrachos betfilas musaf, yiratzom avnecha, shetaleinu besimcha liartzeinu vesitaeinu begvoleinu. That a special bracha to Kabbash Shofar Gadol v'kapzeinu yachad. But all the bakashas in Shmon Esrei we leave out on Shabbos. And this one we do mention on Musaf. And a special bracha of the Haftarah, Rachem al Tzion, ki beis chayenu, v'la'aluvas nefesh toshia, v'tismach m'meir v'yameinu, baruch atah Hashem v'sameach Tzion b'vanah. So that chasimah sabracha is based on the Medrash Tanchuma. B'meh asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sameach es Tzion, how is Hashem ultimately going to bring joy to Tzion? B'kibbutz b'neha l'socha b'simcha. simcha, by gathering us into Eretz Yisrael with joy. The Chen Yehi Ratzon concludes Rav Zevin. That should happen Be'ezras Hashem soon in our day. Just one more element where you find a connection, a final element where you find a connection between Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael is with regard to a mumar lechalel Shabbos being considered a mumar la'avodah zarah. Rashi writes in Chulin on Daf Hey Amad Aleph. Rashi writes, Chamir le Shabbos ka'avodas kochavim. Ta'ovid avodas kochavim kofer ba'kodesh baruch hu. Va'mechal Shabbos kofer b'masav. Umeid sheker shlo Shabbos kodesh baruch hu b'maisa bereshis. That a mumar lechal Shabbos, it's ki'ilu, he's ovid avodah zarah. And yet, we find something similar about Eretz Yisrael. A similar comment of Chazal about Eretz Yisrael. Where? Ksubas daf kuf yud amud beis. First, the Gemara says it in strong language, and then in stronger language. The Gemara says, "Kol hadar ba'aretz Yisrael doma k'mishi yesh lo aloka, v'kol hadar b'chutz la'aretz doma k'mishi ein lo aloka." If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you have a god. You live in chutz la'aretz, it's like you don't have a god. So the Gemara says, "V'kol she'ein hadar ba'aretz ein lo aloka." What? That can't be. So says Gemara, "Kol hadar b'chutz la'aretz." Kilu oved avodas kochavim. It's as if one is being oved avodah zara when they are dar b'chutz laretz. So you see that connection as well, that both chilul Shabbos and failure to live in Eretz Yisrael are both described as being oved avodah zara. So with all of these connections between Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, I thought it makes sense that even though we're discussing inyanei Shabbos for the most part, Eretz Yisrael is also an inyan relating to Shabbos, so we should be zocha to observe all the Shabbosos and have all of Klal Yisrael observe all the Shabbosos kitikunam in the proper way in Eretz Yisrael, where Be'ez Hashem the Jewish people belong. We should be zocha to geula b'mehera.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.